Walt Disney World Memories Podcast number 186, Expedition Everest, Legend of the Forbidden Mountain.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to memory 186 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Wow, has it really been 2 months since I last posted? Sorry guys. That cliche that life has just gotten in the way is just so true. Let's see, I've had a trip to Big Bend National Park in Texas. There was end of year church and school events, plus a church outing, and also joining a new gym to kickstart my reclaiming my fitness levels goals. Let's just say it's been too busy to sit down and record anything until now. So I'm so sorry, guys. But let's get to it, shall we? As before, the cool morning in the end of January 2015 is giving way to a warmer but still overcast day. We are at the end of a week-long trip to Walt Disney World with my extended family. It's been a great time, and the weather couldn't have been more amazing. We'll join the memory as we've finished watching Finding Nemo, the musical, and are headed to our next adventure. I mean, I'm going to save you all this back and forth that happened, but let's just say that we decided to stick with our existing FastPass Plus reservations for Expedition Everest instead of trying to get them over to Kilimanjaro Safaris, and we'll be splitting the groups up now. The Adventurous Bunch will be splitting off and heading over to see the Yeti, while the less adventurous are going to eat a bit of lunch before playing in Dinoland USA. And that's where we'll meet back up again when we're done. I love Expedition Everest, and I can't sing its praises enough. The loss of the moving Yeti has sadly taken the attraction down a notch or two, but the ride is still amazing and probably the best ride in the park and well worth it. Well, it was at the time. I don't know. This new Pandora thing looks amazing. Don't you all think so, too? Okay, so the queue is so neat. You won't be too sad if you have to wait for this one at all. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show on our newly redesigned WDW-memories.net website. That's right, the site has been updated and it's much more mobile friendly, so please come by and check it out and tell me what you think. Thanks to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. This helps increase the visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast really is. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so once again, I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we go in search of the Yeti in one of the greatest of all thrill attractions in the parks.
Winner. That's it.
That was different. That was one where you were hanging. I think I'm thinking of Busch Gardens. Yeah.
Probably.
I don't think there is a hanging one in Disney anywhere, is there?
No. I'm assuming everybody has their ticket, right?
Yeah.
Hi. Having fun?
Yeah.
Not sure you're going to like this?
Oh, I'll be all right.
I think that's the single rider side. I think it's two tracks. If I had done it yesterday, I could have done it. No. There was just no more availability. The only availability was for the Primeval World and Dinosaur. Which I'm assuming nobody... Well, our kids have no interest in doing the Primeval World because they can't. It's that one that was right there next to where y'all were eating that spins and is a roller coaster. It's called Primeval World. The Dinosaur ride was the one indoors that you kept confusing yesterday, where you ride in the Indiana Jones car and you're chased by a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Which,
yeah. When you board, please sit down immediately, pull down the restraint, and secure all gear in the cargo bag.
So, yeah. Thank you.
I'm interested in saying the right thing.
Yeah, nobody can. 15 and 16. Actually, guys, jump on 14 and 15.
Okay, slide over. 14 and 15. Something, I don't know. What do you think?
I liked it.
I've forgotten how fun that one is. You okay? You all right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it raining?
There was.
I think you got it. Do it one more time. Yep, got it. Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Goodbye.
Can you say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.